You traitors all that do devise to hurt our queen in treacherous wise, and in your hearts do still surmise which way to hurt our England. Consider what the end will be of traitors all in their degree. Hanging is still their destiny that trouble the peace of England. Will not examples make you true, but you will still the steps ensue of the ungodly Romish crew that trouble the peace of England. Remember Felton long ago, and Campion that was hanged also, with a number great of traitors more that trouble the peace of England. Then Perry and Throckmorton eke of traitorous drifts were not to seek, and divers other have done the like to trouble the peace of England. And Babington with his wicked train continually did beat their brain which way and how they might obtain to trouble the peace of England. But God, we see, hath still made known their wicked meanings every one, and death hath made their hearts to groan that trouble the peace of England. Yet will not these examples good once stay these traitors' madding mood, but still they seek to suck the blood of our gracious Queen of England. As late near London there was seen two traitors hanged on Mile and Green, which did take part against our Queen to trouble her realm of England. The first a priest, his name was Dean, the next was Weblin, who did mean to help the Spaniards for to glean the fruits of the realm of England. The next in Finsbury Field there died a priest that was a traitor tried. His name was Gunter, who denied to help the good Queen of England. But he would for the Spaniard's sake provide invasion for to make, and gainst our Queen their parts to take to trouble the peace of England. There died in Lincoln's Field also Morton, a cruel traitor too. He being a priest with other more did come to trouble our England. And in that place there died with him one more that was a traitor grim, who would have ventured life and limb to hurt the good Queen of England. There died eke at Clerkenwell a priest that was a traitor fell. His name was Acton, truth to tell, that troubled the peace of England. For why he sought for to maintain the Pope and eke the Spanish train, and did our gracious Queen disdain with all that love her in England. Then Felton Young, who did uphold the Pope as did his father old, his false heart he to treason sold to trouble the peace of England. To Brainfort he was had to die, whereas he stoutly did deny to help our Queen and her country, but sought the decay of England. And in like manner Clarkson he to Brentford went for company, where both were hanged upon a tree as enemies to our England. Both priests they were of Romish rout, who subtly did go about, but yet for them it was no boot to hurt the good realm of England. At Tyburntide the 30th day, Fluent and Shelley truth to say, and Lee our priest who did deny to aid the good Queen of England. Martin and Rouge that present died at Tyburn being traitors tried, for like the rest they had denied to aid the good Queen of England. One Margaret Ward there died that day, for from Bridewell she did convey a traitorous priest with ropes away that sought to trouble our England. This wicked woman, void of grace, would not repent in any case, but desperately, even at that place, she died as a foe to England. When law had passed upon them so, they should be hanged and quartered too. Our queen took mercy on them, though, which sought her decay in England, and pardoned them their greatest pain, yet all her pity was in vain. For to ask mercy they did disdain the gracious Queen of England. But God, we see, doth still defend our gracious Queen unto the end, against traitors that do ill pretend to her and her realm of England. God grant that we may thankful be unto his glorious majesty, that so defends the sovereignty of the virtuous Queen of England.